All right, 1, 2, 3. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017 with my recurring guest. Welcome, sir. What's your name?
How are you doing, Chuck? My name is Amit Ashbel.
And Check Marks, CheckMarx.com, a repeat from last year's Black Hat. How you been?
I've been doing good. We've been doing great, growing and expanding the things that we do.
Now tell us what you guys do.
So we're an application security company. We provide application security solutions for large enterprises to empower developers to actually deliver secure code from the start of the development lifecycle. So what the industry calls shifting security left.
Now, he supplies secure code, not open source, like the other guys do.
Right. I didn't say not open source.
Oh, they do that.
Oh, we do that also.
Oh, step a little closer to me. Okay. All right. No, that I get confused by this. My little brain has to get a grip. We're talking to a lot of open source guys about how, got to get it to market. We just put it up and we check it. Nobody checks it. Some companies do, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of checking existing open source, writing open source, but it's secure. That's one aspect, right?
Yeah. So let me give you a short brief.
Yeah.
Really, really short. What we do is we analyze code once it's written. So immediately as it's written, you can analyze the code so the developer is actually empowered to deliver secure code.
Oh, real time, right there. Okay.
On top of that, we also provide open source analysis to make sure that the open source libraries that are inside the software are not exploited or exposing the application to security risks.
So we think that, 80% of software is open source?
Yeah, they say somewhere between 80%. They say that 98% of software uses some kind of open source.
Right.
So, yeah.
So a typical process would be, I'm a coder, I'm sitting right, open source. Mm-hmm. All right, let me put my own code in between there to make it work. And now in real time, Checkmarx is behind the scenes going, yes, wait a minute, vulnerability, hold on, let's fix that, go back and check it. Okay.
Exactly. And what we also add to that package, after a developer analyzes their own code, they can actually learn how to remediate their code. So it's not only detecting the vulnerabilities, it's also making it possible for the developer in real time to go through a 5 to 10 minute course of about secure coding and teach them SQL injections, XSS attacks, CSRF attacks, and all of these in context to what they're doing at the moment inside their work environment. Very important aspect, which we've implemented based on an acquisition that we just completed of a company called Code Bashing that is now part of Checkmarx.
No, so he's kind of like the security coder for the people that don't have the security coder. Kind of, right? Not completely, right? But
it's your real-time consultant, shoulder to shoulder. This is 24/7 around the globe. So if you have a client in Singapore, you're able to literally work real-time in a collaborative environment?
Yeah, so that's also part of it. The education piece is part of the product. It can also be a site license, so all the developers can use it, not only the people who use Checkmarx for code analysis. But yeah, the idea is that it's interactive, it's gamified, and it's in context, which is most important.
So it's like having your own Jira team with you, side by side.
Something
I love
like
that. That's great. So instead of working what we call around the globe or around the clock, you're literally making these changes in an agile manner.
So when we're looking at agile, actually our solutions are built to address agile environments. Agile environments, DevOps, CI environments are very, very fast, and application security traditionally is very, very slow. Mm-hmm. What we've done is we've implemented multiple features in there that allow organizations in a fast-paced development environment to do the analysis of their code by incrementally scanning the code rather than having to scan the whole million lines of code every time.
When they're done.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. I believe that resonates with the market because ROI, the investors, the CFOs, they care about how long it's taking to finish this code, and you see immediate ROI.
Exactly.
On that.
So, you know, our new kind of slogan is deliver secure applications faster. And the faster is the really powerful part here because that's the challenge. That's the real challenge. That and developer skills are the two top challenges of implementing application security.
So the argument that we talked about in the last couple of shows is that the developer doesn't have the skill set to code security. And if we did that, it would slow down the process. From what I'm hearing, it's not slowing down the process to put you in there and do it.
It's not slowing down the process as long as you do it correctly.
That's right, yeah.
There are challenges that you have to address.
Yes, yep. absolutely.
So what do they make? So let's say you were a, let's say you're, what you did wasn't as great as this, and you're just a security programmer guy. Is there resistance between the developer and the security guy? Maybe that's what really slows down the process. The people, more than the coding. Oh, I don't want you to put that in. Oh, I got to put it in. Blah, blah, blah.
So that challenge, that kind of silo between the development and the security, that's been talked about a lot, and yeah, it's there. But the whole idea of application security and DevOps, by the way, is bringing everyone together. So not looking for who's to blame, but rather finding ways to quickly make mistakes, but quickly resolve these mistakes.
I love
as well.
This approach. Because to me, and I might be wrong, as usually am, is it puts the control of the programming with the developer who wants to do it. That's his ego. That's his baby. And he's a willing partner with you to help with the security.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and we actually try, and the whole idea of our solutions is to try to empower developers to have these skills, to build their own skills for their own good and for their organization's good, of course.
Excellent.
Great. Now, what keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
I'm not worried, naturally. I'm not a worried person.
Good.
But I think the fact that, you know, all businesses are moving online is the main challenge. You know, when I'm using my application to do my financials today, I have a direct channel to the back end of the bank's systems. Now, if that's written in a bad way, if there's a vulnerability in there, a hacker has a very easy platform to access these back end channels. So the databases, the data stored behind the application on the servers, is actually communicating with mobile devices, with web applications, and that's a real challenge. I mean, that's a real... It's very important because it provides value to organizations. The fact that you have online business is much more, you know, business-wise, very valuable. But you're also opening up more attack vectors if you're not doing it correctly, if you're not developing the code and implementing the secure code from the start.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. I wasn't good last show. Now I'm back to being better. Okay. Thanks for coming on SecurityGuyRadio.com.
Thank you very much.
Checkmark, CheckMarx.com. Check them out on the web.
Thank you.
This is a great innovative platform and an idea that I think is going to help the developers and the security guys work together on this. So stay tuned for another episode of Security Guy TV right here at Black Hat 2017. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
That's great. See you.